Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. And now it's time for our update with City Manager Rory Watt. Rory, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Good to be on. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here. What is on the chalkboard for today?
So it's quiet today. So we didn't get any additional cases yesterday or today, so no new people infected. We're kind of holding steady on our statistics. We're not having a special assembly meeting tonight or tomorrow, so we're skipping the Finance Committee tonight because we're waiting on the state budget. We had a great meeting on Monday with Dr. Zink, and I think we're kind of in a holding pattern. Looks like we're going to get Dr. Zink back in a couple weeks, though. We think, based on what the state has been putting out for information, that they might be putting more information out at the end of next week. So early the week of 11th, I think we're going to have Dr. Zink again. So we're kind of in a hold and wait pattern.
Okay. I think you touched on this on Monday and Tuesday with your updates that we played here on the show. But can you remind us what happened on Monday with the assembly and how it's reacting and endorsing, or if not, maybe endorsing sort of the soft opening of restaurants and other service related industries?
Yeah. So on Monday, we contemplated whether Juno should be more restrictive than the state. And ultimately, the assembly decided to not do anything different than the state. So I think the assembly had some concern on a couple issues, but decided that it was less confusing for the public to have the same rules everywhere, not Juno local rules. And they thought that the rationale that Dr. Zink gave on their thinking made sense, and so they accepted it. And I think we're sort of in... it's kind of an imperfect world right now in terms of the public message. We've moved from, a very clean, easy message, hunker down, wash your hands, into a period of hunker down, wash your hands, but open up activity a little bit. So I think it's challenging from a public messaging standpoint. But really, I think Dr. Zink's take-home message was keep all those good activities that you've learned, and use common sense to continue to limit the spread of the disease.
And can you give us an outline, if you don't mind, just sort of what these soft openings might look like or are looking as we speak?
They are looking like. So retail businesses can be open, and they've got guidance in the health mandate on face coverings and separation. I had a great shopping experience at lunch at Western Auto. They had plexiglass up, and I got told to stand behind the blue line, and all the workers there were wearing cloth face masks, so that was really good. I was in one of the grocery stores a little bit later on, a high degree of compliance. I picked up some chainsaw loops, and I got curbside service. So, businesses are all working towards delivering the services that they do in a way that meets the standards. So you're going to see, I think, slow opening of businesses because it is complicated to figure out all of the rules and how to get the PPE in place and how to get plexiglass shields up. So I feel like it's going to be a slow change here in Juno as businesses slowly adapt and open up.
Can you please remind us of the guidelines for restaurants, if you have those available?
So restaurants can only be 25% capacity. Groups at restaurants have to be family groups. I think in restaurants you've got to be 10 feet apart. I think that's all the ones for restaurants. They've also done opening for personal services, hair salons and barbers. You've got to have both the person providing the service and getting the service wearing a mask, cleaning before or between haircuts. Everybody move towards cashless transactions, reservations only. So a whole bunch of things like that. And it looks like they've got attachments on that that Health Mandate 16. So it's called Health Mandate 16, Reopen Alaska Responsibly Plan Phase 1A. There's a mouthful for you. And there are attachments D through N, so about a dozen different types of businesses. So there's guidance there for social and religious gatherings. There's guidance for outdoor gym and fitness activities, fishing charters. There's guidance for child care and daycare. A lot of information out there, and we're getting a fair number of questions from people, but a lot of it is those businesses getting organized and getting the cloth face coverings and shields for their retail operations.
I'm guessing that those guidelines are linked to from Juno.org. Is that right?
They are. They're linked to Juno.org. You can go to Juno.org and hit the button to get to the state health mandates, or you can go to State of Alaska webpage and click on the COVID button, and you get the health mandates pretty quickly that way as well. Continues to be a lot of good information. The city webpage, we keep updating our dashboard, and we've got new colored graphs and charts on the data of our caseload. I think that's most of what I have for today. It's a little quiet on the COVID front, which is pleasant.
Right. One more question, if I may. Where would you say we are on the curve now?
I think we have, where would we be on the curve? So we're definitely past travel-related cases. So if you look at our incidents, we first had some early travel ones, and then we had community spread. But we haven't had a community spread case since the end of March. So it's been almost a month where we've had secondary cases where people we've been able to track down known transitions. So we have definitely flattened that curve. Maybe even squashed it. I think we're in a good position right now. And in that time that we've been hunkered down, we've greatly boosted our testing ability and greatly boosted our organizational abilities, both at the local level and the state as well.
Okay. Earlier on the program today, we spoke with the Economic Sustainability Task Force. And, they're looking for ideas as we move forward to rebuild. What are some of your hopes and dreams as we move forward?
Well, my biggest hope is that we figure this out so that school can open in the fall. I think there are lots of interim steps there, but that's really, the biggest sense of normalcy is we get schools open in the fall and we figure out how to do that. I think getting the kids back on a normal system, which is then going to allow parents to, be back at work and not frustrated trying to distance learn with their kids at home. That's my goal, and everything leads up to that.
All right. Thank you for calling in today, City Manager Rory Watt, for our daily update about COVID-19 related stuff with the city. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
Yep, you too.
And wash your hands.
I will. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.